Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Good day everyone and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. We are with Michael Pizzetta. The first question will go to Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Hey, well, Amy, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Can you just, you know, this series against the Moose and actually the series before that against Stockton has certainly had some rivalry looks to it as far as the increase in physicality. Can you tell me, just describe what the series against Manitoba has been like and what you're expecting from them tomorrow?
Yeah, I think both us and them are just hardworking teams, and we play hockey the right way. And then obviously when you're playing the same team pretty much back to back and four nights or four games in a row, things are going to get tense. So I think they come out hard, they play a physical style, and we're not going to stand down to anyone. So it's been an interesting series, and I think it's going to be an extremely physical game tomorrow, and we'll just build off what we've been doing.
Speaking of what you've been doing, can you describe a bit just what it really meant to you in that dressing room and what it says about your team to come back from a two-goal deficit in that game yesterday to come out with a win?
Yeah, I mean, coming back from that deficit, especially after what happened to Jesse and Mizey, it was just nice to be able to get the win and then to see those guys in the room, make sure they're okay. I mean, any time something like that happens to anyone on the team, especially younger guys, it's more emotional, and it definitely feels a lot better when you get a win for those guys and you come back and you see them in the room. And it was definitely an emotional victory for everyone.
Excellent. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. For the members of the media, please raise your hands if you have a question to Michael. Stéphane Leroux.
Hi, Michael. Are you surprised if I'm saying you that it's kind of unbelievable to have the record you have, despite the fact you use 35 different players, at least for one game since the start of the season?
I think that's just a testament to how much everyone's buying in. Joel and the coaching staff, like, they have their system, and it's pretty black and white, and everyone knows what we have to do and what it takes to stay in the lineup. So I think it just makes like a super competitive atmosphere amongst everyone. And then when you get in the lineup and everyone's playing, everyone wants to stay in the lineup and play the right way. So I think just the style of game that we're playing is just creating success for us. And I think that it's almost not surprising because of what I just said.
How tough it is for veterans, especially at the start of the season when there was like a rotation, if it was like a peewee team, you know, today you're going to play, tomorrow you're not playing, even if the team wins 5-1. Was it really tough? Joel kept saying that it was everybody bought it, but when you were discussing between the players, did you find tough, the situation was really tough on you guys? Or?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough. When you're in the lineup, you know, you played well and the team's doing well, but you kind of understand the situation. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that have lost jobs and lost work due to COVID. So for me anyways, I was just happy that I was able to be playing hockey and able to be back with the guys and doing what I love. So obviously it was frustrating because I'm a competitor and I want to be in the lineup every single night, but it's just something that you understand and you knew that had to happen, and something that was just, I guess, fair to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci, Stéphane. Well, Pez, there is no more question. Thank you for your time. On
Thank
vous
you.
Revient avec Joël Bouchard dans quelques minutes. Merci.